Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As a young monk, Martin Luther was weighed down heavily in his faith by the belief that God the Father was a harsh judge. Unlike the Jews in last week's gospel lesson, Luther knew that he was a slave to sin, his master. His view of God, though, was correct, that he was righteous and holy, justly demanding perfection from each and every human being. For Luther, and many Christians like him, the sight of the Christ, bloodied and dead on the cross, brought shame and fear. Truly, Christ crucified was the entryway for sinners into God's kingdom. But the Christian, in his or her life, must continue to demonstrate to God, time and time again, and to the church, that he or she was truly worthy of that sacrifice of Christ, the God-man. So the thought was constantly on the mind of each Christian: did God choose wisely when he called me to faith in Christ? Am I good enough to be a Christian? For the honest Christian, well-versed in the Ten Commandments and the rest of God's law, the honest answer is no. And Luther knew it. And that reality drove Luther to the darkest depths of despair in his soul. Nothing he tried, no matter what, had helped him. Nothing he attempted to do assuaged his soul. Prayer, fasting, worship, confession, penance, the Lord's Supper failed Martin. Christianity for Luther had become all about morality, good works, pious heart. He was encouraged time and time again to be good as a Christian. Avoid the deadly sins. Focus on the godly virtues. Show others the love of God. And Luther meditated on these things day and night. It only served to make the desperation worse. Martin Luther knew that he was enslaved to sin and his own sinful nature. Yet he did not know how to get free from that condition. And the church prevented any form of escape. And even worse, the church made it seem that God was working against the Christian to prevent their freedom as well. And so the problem for Luther was not that he viewed God as Father, but rather that he viewed him as the wrong kind of Father. He saw God as unfair, unkind, unapproachable, unattainable. Perhaps you've had earthly fathers just the same. And seeing God as such an impossible father to please, Luther considered himself such an impossible child to love. But before too long, that would change. Discovering the work of Christ on the cross as the ongoing center of the life of the Christian, Luther's understanding of God Almighty matured. And while God is certainly the God of justice who must punish sin, he is just as certainly the God of love who sacrificed his only Son for all sinners. And what became more and more real for Luther is what is stated so clearly in today's second reading. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. John has written these words to his fellow Christians who are in need of consolation in the early church. And through this letter, John then calls his target audience time and time again, children. But he's not doing this in a demeaning way. And he is not condescending to them, but rather putting before them their identity as children of God, the true Father. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. What kind of love is it? It is that love manifested perfectly, wholly, completely in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and was made man. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. This confession of faith presents for us every time the kind of love the Father has for us. That he would send his only Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. That is remarkable, astounding, overwhelming. In the intent of all of this amazing work and gift of the Father, so that we should be called children of God. Children of God. God then is our Father. We belong to His family. We are His family. And we are no longer slaves to sin, but set free from sin. So we are no longer slaves, but sons and daughters of the one true Father in heaven. He has reconciled with us through the all-atoning sacrifice and blood of His Son. Baptized into the name of Jesus, we now bear the name of the triune God upon us. God is our Father. Christ is our brother. No longer slaves, we will not be cast out from the house of the Father. But instead, we shall live together in the presence of Almighty God as brothers and sisters in Christ. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. And so we have before us the beauty of the now, not yet, of Christian theology. For right now, our identity is that of children of God. We are baptized. We believe in Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven. The righteousness of Christ is upon you. And yet, we don't look any different than our unbelieving neighbors. We suffer just the same. We sin just the same, but not forever. The not yet of our identity is the promise of what will be, which has not yet appeared, but it will. And we will be changed. Our identities as the children of God will be fully realized when He appears, our Lord Jesus Christ. Fully realized with the not yet in the past. The now of that moment will truly last forever when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Children of God is what we are, and what all believers in Christ are. All members of the church, militant and triumphant, here on earth and there in heaven, are children of God. We all together eagerly awaits the appearing of our brother and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Those saints who have died before us await in the presence of the Lord there in heaven. We await in the presence of the Lord here with each other, our brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God. Our Father in heaven loves us. That love moved him to send his Son to save us from ourselves, from our sins. This Luther came to know and love and cherish. This all the saints who are now in glory have believed. This you and I hold fast to now as we await the coming of our Lord. Beloved, we are God's children now. See what kind of love the Father has given to us in our Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that we should be called children of God. And so we are, now and forever. Amen. Now the peace that does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.
Please stand and join me in the Nicene Creed found on page 158.